Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Support for today's episode comes from Vincero. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high-quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. If you're looking for a perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love, you can now save 20%. That's a big number. Plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive code K100. Support the show and check them out at Vincero, that's V-I-N-C-E-R-O collective.com, and use code K100. And basically what this is a premium lifestyle brand. Guess where they're based out of, Conan?
Where?
San Diego, California.
Boom.
And basically their goal is to help everyday person accessorize their outfits with premium products at a price that makes sense. So they're trying to give you some quality looking stuff minus the designer prices. And they design everything in your house, source their own materials, and produce in small batches. They're committed to doing things well or not at all. And for all the boss men and women out there, their watches are a must. I wear one of them. I haven't worn a watch in 30 years. I'm wearing them now. And they can elevate your look with the twist of the wrist. They're made with surgical-grade stainless steel, durable silicone, and Italian marble straps. And these sleek modern watches come with reliable automatic and Japanese quartz movements. They're great watches. And they also have sunglasses that can polarize with handcrafted frames and so many styles to choose from, too. And they also have jewelry. So you ask for it, they listen. From pendants to chains to bold bracelet statements, Vincero is consistent with their jewelry drops. They're perfect to come to your watch. And ladies, or men, if you're buying for your partner, Vincero's women's jewelry is designed to stand out and keep you feeling confident. And they make it easy to reinvent your style one accessory at a time. They have everything here. The Vincero Collective is your one-stop shop for Valentine's Day, and they even offer a 5-year guarantee with a 365-day free return policy to make gift-giving even easier. They're putting their stock in this product and betting on it and saying, yo, you have a year to return these if you don't like it. That's an unbelievable deal. So whether it's a gift for yourself or someone in your life, add Vincero to the top of your wish list. Joe, you know, you have a wish list. Maybe put some Vincero products on this. So don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with their code K100 at www.vincerocollective.com. Support our show and check them out at VinceroCollective.com and use the code K100. Look good, feel good, and save big with Vincero. And our listeners, they listen to our advice with grooming products, with fitness products, supplement products. The Vincero Collective puts the icing on the cake with all the stuff they offer.
Now, real quick, we found out about this through Joe because he does ads for other shows. and he had used the Vincero product. What was it that got you interested so you could recommend it here? Because I know Disc ordered something, but I don't know if he got it yet.
Yeah, I much like Disco, I'm not a big watch wear type, but I checked this out a couple of months ago, and I got the Rogue, it's called. And there's dozens of these different designs to look at. I like the Rogue black watch. Very straightforward, very comfortable. You know how sometimes you get a watch, it slides around, it's noisy, you're not comfortable with it. This is nothing like that. It's very, very comfortable on your wrist. Tells perfect time, and I think it's cool looking. I really, really enjoyed this watch. I'm happy that I purchased it.
Yeah, I got the watch. Right. Excellent. Yeah.
Because I ordered the glasses, mm-hmm. but they also got jewelry. They got some cool little chains. You know, everything they do is really well done. If not, we wouldn't promote it. Look your best. With a watch, with a chain, with some glasses, some cool glasses, by the way, not the ones that Joe has on with the peeling tint at Vincero. Boom. We're back with K100 Sports, Billy Body, D.I., and myself. Who wants to start it?
Billy, what's the topic? Let's get right into the biggest story of the week. Go ahead.
Well, what's the biggest story of the week? Well,
Jake Paul. The Jake Paul fight has got the most buzz of anything I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, it's nonstop. It's all over the place. Today, Jake Paul did Piers Morgan. Like, you can't go on social media and not see clips of that. Like, he gave so many sound bites. Like, it's not even like, oh, he said this one thing. It's like, oh, he said this and he said that. It's like, it's almost like you have to go watch the whole interview. It's like compelling, like everything that he does. Even from the other day where, you know, the last press conference where they shook on winner takes all. He said, if you're so confident, like, just make it winner takes all. And his dad turn around and said, yeah, we'll do it like with John Fury. So it's crazy. It's a bit of a circus, but like it sells. Like the interest is much higher than it's been for any other fight. And as we spoke about it last week, Spence Crawford, they wouldn't be able to generate this kind of buzz,
bro, against a guy nobody's ever really heard of.
Let me give you my take on
let me just ask him about that. Can you elaborate on that? Because we know him here because it's Tyson Fury's brother. So
I don't know him. I don't really know him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
give me a backstory to him. Was he on reality TV too?
Yeah, he's a professional. He's a set. You know, he's training to be a boxer. He's had some like quite easy, you know, tomato can fights.
Right.
But on the meantime, he went on to a show called Love Island. And that's where he met his wife, the girl he's with, Molly May. They're both on TV together. They met on the show and they got married.
Well, right.
And that's always the best thing to do. If I'd gone on Big Brother and got in a relationship and married the girl, I would have 10 times more money than I have now. Because as soon as you come out, you speak to every magazine and they follow you and pay you for everything. If you're walking out with that girl, if you're walking out together, you're going to the shops or you're going to this event, you call them up and tell them what direction you're walking in, and you take a cut of the picture sales. Like, as a couple, you sell, and you sell every fight that you have with each other. You break up, you make up, you get engaged, you break up again, you get back together again.
Imagine how much influence Paul must have, because this fight's in Saudi Arabia, so you know they're going to get paid. He's going to Saudi Arabia without WWE. Like, he's in a league by himself. I'm just looking at this guy's record, Tommy Fury. He's only 23, by the way, but bro, I've never heard of anybody that he's ever beat.
Right. No, the records are 25 like and 171. Guys. Let me give you my take on this, and this is why I like Jake Paul in this fight. It just, the narrative seems to me to be here. It's like, you got this guy, Tommy Fury, and like, he's literally trying to piggyback off the name of his brother and his dad. Like, okay, hey, my brother's a boxer. Let me get into boxing too, you know, because I'm a Fury and he's a Fury and I'm a reality TV. And like, I can make money doing this. And basically he fights a bunch of nobodies. I think that Jake Paul knew that and kind of knows that this guy's not really confident in himself, which is maybe why he pulled out of the fight the first time, or you know, and like, bro, I'm telling you, it's like, you know, when you talk about the credibility of Jake Paul, you hear people like the haters, like, well, let's see him box a real guy first. Bro, when you listen to Teddy Atlas and he's talking about this guy knows how to fight, that's a pretty credible endorsement. You know, that they're not going to put he's not going to put his name out there and say, you know, Jake Paul is stronger than Tommy Fury. Tommy Fury doesn't hit hard enough. But there was that clip. Did you see that thing? They have that punch bag. The Pauls have the punch bag thing where you hit the bag and it does like the pounds per square. Right.
Right.
And bro, he did a jab and he got like 800 on the jab. Tommy Fury was like a normal good score would be like 600. You know, so that was like pretty interesting. Like, because I heard a guy say he got no power, but like, you know, hitting that bag is like, he obviously does, but I think Jake Paul has said, this guy's going to get into the spotlight. The lights are going to be big, and he's going to wilt under the pressure. Billy, what do you think about this fight?
It's so difficult to call because Tommy Fury has been doing this since he was six. So he says, like, the, you know, the, all the Fury's box, because if you believe that, you know, it all comes from the dad, John. So if Tyson was doing it, and this Tommy was following the same routine, same boxing gloves. Same boxing club, sorry, had the boxing bag from when he was little. So if he's been raised exactly the same as Tyson Fury by the same dad, you would feel that he would be on the same path to do something. And it's scary because, you know, Jake Paul wasn't boxing when he was 6 years old. He was on the Disney Channel. So there's years and years and years of experience. It might not be professional, but there's years of experience in terms of who's doing boxing. So that for me is the scary part. In terms of strength of opponent, Jake Paul has bigger wins than Tommy Fury. Like, to beat Anderson Silva is a legitimate win. But then you even scrutinize that and you look at the replays on social media about this punch that didn't hit and Anderson Silva went down from it and whatnot. It's so difficult to know what's real and what's near, what's not real. If somebody told me on the side and went, hey, this is all we're doing the boxing version of WWE and somebody's going over, like, I would just be like, oh, that makes sense. like that makes sense. Anderson, all these UFC fighters are like going down because, you know, it's all been planned because that's how they've been paid. That would make sense. I can't make sense of this. I don't know whether to go with the guy who has been boxing his entire life or to go with the guy that has the stronger record. I would lean Jake Paul, just on the strength of the opponents. And also what's been important this week is the mannerisms and the confidence. Like, it looks like Jake Paul really wants to be there and feels like he can win. And also Tommy Fury's pulled out of two fights. Why is he pulled out of two fights? Because if this was as easy as he's making out it would be, if this really was boxer versus YouTuber, which is what Tommy Fury's trying to tell you, then he would have just taken 200 grand or 500 grand or whatever was on the table. If you beat Jake Paul, you've made your name and then you can go on and have all of these bigger fights. It didn't matter about the money. It didn't matter about anything. Just, it doesn't matter if you're 50%. If you're a real boxer and he's a YouTuber, you win. But he's pulled out his fight twice and one guy looks a lot more confident than the other throughout the week. So I would lean Jake Paul, but it's small lean, very small.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every right. day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Konien. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Konien.
Boom.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Konien, what do you think?
Well, I'm just amazed that, you know, the way that Jake Paul has been able to get people interested in this fight against really a nobody, you know.
What do you think of the fact that, like, he's got big supporters in Tyson and Mike Tyson saying he's the best thing for the sport and he's making more money than the boxers and he deserves it? Like, Tyson's supporting this guy. You'd think it would be the other way around, where some of these boxers would be like, well, some of them are saying it's bad for the sport, but Mike Tyson is a huge Jake Paul fan.
Yeah, but Tyson, he's doing the work to promote.
Yeah, and Tyson
prize
also
fighters got to promote. He's a
he
great
got
promoter.
Fucked over a lot by Don King. That's very accessible to find that out. So he's probably like, hey, here's a guy that's telling the boxing business, this is how I'm going to do it and fuck you guys. You know, he's giving fights like every couple of months, like you should. And he's piquing interest and he's generating interest. And he's talked himself to a $1 million payday. And bro, I give the guy a lot of fucking props. And if this guy doesn't have a good chin, you know, he's going to test him, you know? So that's what's good about this fight. The curiosity, you're curious, Disco's curious. And so am I.
Yeah. If he wins, I'm going to have to put him as my number one pound for pound.
Really?
Have you heard? They said that if he wins, they'll put him into the
rankings.
They'll put him in the top 10 in the ranking. Yeah.
Why not? I mean, bro, who wouldn't want to fight this guy? You put him in the top 10 in the rankings. Every top 10 guy want to fight him because of the buzz. The guy promotes the fights, and they know they're going to get paid. You know, see, the guy's a cash cow right now. So
could you imagine the fucking vicious verbal I think he's too big. Yeah. If he were to fight Connor.
Well, we'll see. They've always talked about fighting each other, and him and Nick Diaz, but he's supposed to be a light heavyweight, right?
Yeah.
Or Cruiser. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
He beats Connor McGregor.
Yeah.
I think he beat.
All right.
Let's talk about some a result this week that I was very surprised. So Liverpool played Real Madrid at home, and Anfield at night's a tough place to play traditionally, correct? That's like one of the magic at Anfield. But this was like the nightmare at Anfield. Did you watch this game, Konien? They went up 2-0.
Yeah.
And got boat raced.
And both teams actually had like an auto goal, right, Billy?
It was very similar. Okay, not exactly, but it was very similar to that Germany-Brazil World Cup final in the way it was happening. Just goal after goal after goal. And like it was just – they couldn't stop them. But Billy, what did you think about that game? Is that the end of Liverpool's season? Or are they now just – they're going to be out of the Champions League and probably just concentrate on getting that top four?
The Germany-Brazil was the semifinal.
Semifinal, right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, they're in the FA Cup and they could get into the top four because Newcastle keep drawing games. Tottenham are inconsistent, so they're not that far behind.
Fulham drew today too. They're kind of in the mix, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, they could make a run for the top four. It would not surprise me at all. And they're still in the FA Cup as well. The Champions League result didn't surprise me. Like the Champions League, I think this has been the best round of sixteen Champions League I've had for betting. Especially if those futures, all our futures are in a strong position and they should win. And then also in terms of the picks, it was another sweep like this week with the picks. And this was one of the games. Like I didn't think this would be under because neither of these teams could keep clean sheets. And I thought that Real Madrid could score enough goals to, you know, not lose, you know, to at least not lose this game. And they ended up winning comfortably. I did not see that coming. But like it's the thing like with this defense, it's like you're still pushing on the fullbacks. But you've lost your whole protection in front of the back four. Like Van Dijk's not as quick, and they say that like I'm literally one floor above Van Dijk in his hotel. Like I saw him earlier on. So, but I can tell you like that Van Dijk, who's a lovely guy by the way, just out of interest. But yeah, he's not as quick. He's lost part of his game since he was injured. Joe Gomez next to him has not turned out to be the player that he was supposed to be. And the fullbacks, they can't no longer go pressing up the pitch because the fullbacks need to work with the wingers. The wingers used to be Salah and Mane. Salah doesn't seem as interested as he was. Sadio Mane is irreplaceable, and you're not winning the balls high up the pitch. So if teams play through you at the top of the pitch, then you're exposed at the back because teams are playing through them much easier. And what they've got there is a worse version of Van Dijk, a poorer defensive partner in Joe Gomez, and no holding midfielders that are good enough to do anything about it. And it's just, you know, they need to sign if they want to like carry on playing this way, this heavy metal football, they need to sign the right players to do it. They need to sign like high pressing wingers. They need to sign like a top quality 70, 80 million pound defensive midfielder. Like they need their own version of Casemiro. Like take Casemiro out of our team. We're worse. Like we suffer without Casemiro, but they don't have any protection at all. And the fact that like Van Dijk's declining and Joe Gomez is not very good, like this is what's going to happen. You're going to end up getting bashed by teams like Real Madrid on the counter attack. Do you know that Liverpool won the expected goals in this game and lost 5-2?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like that shows you how the type of chances they allowed Real Madrid to have. Like Real Madrid didn't have to score like an amazing goal. Like these were like gifts down to poor.
Yeah, I saw them. They were like point blank range, right in front. You know,
it's mistakes everywhere. Yeah. Like they were pulled apart, out of position for the goals. Militao scores because they go with zonal marking instead of man for man. Like these players can't do anything that Klopp wants them to do. So he needs to change, or he needs to get in new personnel. And that can't happen until the summer. So I think the top four is all they can do. If they don't get into the Champions League, though, like you're saying, like, oh, their season's over. If you can't get into the Champions League, you cannot attract top European names. Like this whole thing about they're the front runner to get Jude Bellingham is not going to play in the Europa League. I can guarantee you that 100%. Jude Bellingham won't play in the Europa League.
Yo, Conan and Joe. Ew. Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, no more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just Thank one God. Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care. And it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your bearded hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. and its nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. So pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with 3 free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
if he's interested.
Yeah, he's interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Well, let's talk about this for Sunday.
Let me just say one last thing about this game, besides the fact that Junior looked awesome. And I can't believe that I was reading somewhere that they still do like monkey chants at him. And I'm thinking to myself, how embarrassing is that to be, you know, around a guy's doing monkey chants at this guy. But, you know, Disco was alluding to the fact that it's not easy playing in Liverpool. I love the fucking I love the atmosphere, because you know how the Liverpool fans are mad because they got, like, you know, blamed for last season finales, havoc and all that, Billy?
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody had unfurled this big ass flag that said UEFA liars. And when they were playing the Champions League anthem, they were booing. Like, right. What a hell of a fucking atmosphere right off the riff.
Well, yeah. Well, two big games this weekend. Conan's team, Chelsea's playing Tottenham in a,
you know,
and this is Chelsea's last stand, kind of, because they're in like 10th place. And the game that Billy's going to, the what was it? The League Cup. What was the name of the cup?
The Carabao Cup final. But
Carabao Cup final.
Carabao's sponsors. The League Cup. I can't. First of all, like, we can't not touch on the fact that Man United were a team last year in absolute disarray, and they've just knocked Barcelona out of the Europa League. Man United have won 15 of the last 16 games at home, with just one draw in between. Like, this manager's insane. Like, even for your dream scenario after last season with all their bullshit with Ronaldo and, you know, with how poorly we played, finishing in sixth place, like, nobody could have even dreamed this up. This is so unrealistic for Man United to be possible title contenders and still be in every single competition. Man United play a match every 3 days, but as we transition on to previewing that final, the interesting thing is, in the month of February, Man United have played this weekend will be Man United's 7th game of the month, and it'll be Newcastle's 3rd. So that could be like a disadvantage at some point, which is the only thing that I'm concerned about really going into the game.
Right. What about Chelsea and Tottenham?
Oh, so you want to do that first?
Yeah. Well, that game's on first before the.
It's so difficult to pick Chelsea. I think they've scored like one goal in 5 games. They're completely disjointed. Graham Potter's been given players that he didn't sign or ask for himself. But that's not to give him an excuse, because he's been given these players. He should be able to manage them better. Being given those players is not the reason, not a reason for him to say stupid things in press conferences like he did after the Southampton defeat. Like, that's a poor defeat. You can't turn around and talk about players that you didn't have available. Like, you've got a fucking £600 million spent on the squad.
Let me ask you about the narrative that I want to know are the Chelsea players or the Chelsea fans now kind of upset at the fact that basically, you know, because of the Ukraine war, you know, you forced our owner to sell the team. Now we have new owners in, and we got a new coach, and our team sucks. Like, is there kind of like a backlash at from the fans for that, or is it like what's that attitude?
I mean, they love Roman Abramovich. They're always going to love Roman Abramovich because Roman Abramovich brought success to the club. Like, Chelsea weren't a Premier League contender before Roman Abramovich got there and started buying players, and Jose Mourinho came in and won the league. Like, This is not in Chelsea's history. It's not in Man City's history either. These are two, you know, what we call like bought club, manufactured clubs. Like, they don't have a rich history or anything like that. They're not like the Dallas Cowboys. They're not like the Green Bay Packers. Like, that's Man United and Liverpool. They're like the Dallas. They're like Green Bay. This is a manufactured team. Like, because we don't have salary caps here, you know, money has been plowed into these two teams, and they've been, you know, manufactured, and they've had manufactured success.
Conan, so, pull your mic down a little bit.
So people are always, other supporters around the country are always going to be against them for that reason. But Chelsea fans, they love Roman Abramovich. They always will. I don't think they're against Todd Bowley, because Todd Bowley this season has spent more than Roman Abramovich has spent in 4 or 5 years combined. Like, $600 million is a ridiculous amount to spend, whether they wanted these players or not. The fact is that he will put his hand in his pocket and he'll get them any player that he wants. If the new manager comes in and he wants players, he'll get him the players as well. So I don't think they can be pissed off at a guy who's heavily investing in the club, because that's they were concerned about that he would, that when these American owners come in, after what the Glazers did at Man United, where they're stealing money out of the club, like, everybody's worried when Americans come in instead of Saudi. We know Saudis are going to throw their money around. We know they've got endless supplies of money, but Americans are more concerning, because Americans are genuinely businessmen that are trying to, most of the time, make a profit. But the fact he spent loads of money, there's no issue with him. The issues against Graham Potter, the issues against the way he conducts himself, the issues with the fact that, you know, English managers always get a rough ride anyway. There's almost a bias against our own managers in terms of that they're less knowledgeable. They don't play, you know, sexy football. They're always accused of playing the long ball game or having negative tactics. And yeah, Graham Potter's being brushed with all of that. He's been just as brushed up as a bit of a clown who doesn't know what he's doing. But you can't defend him anymore. Like, the results are shocking. Like, I defended him when he didn't have Chilwell and Reece James, because the way Chelsea play with wingbacks, you need Chilwell and Reece James. Like, they've got all their players back now. He almost has a full pool of players to choose from. These results are inexcusable. You don't have a number nine. You've got Romelu Lukaku at Inter Milan scoring goals. You could recall him at any time. Instead, you've got Aubameyang there, and you don't pick him for your Champions League squad. It has to fall on Graham Potter. Like, he doesn't deserve the time that he's getting. Like, and this weekend, like, I can't see past anything but Tottenham winning. I don't see how you suddenly just turn it on and win this game. I know it's a London derby and it's supposed to be a rivalry, but I mean, these Chelsea players, their body language tells me that they don't have any motivation.
They just lost to the worst team in the league at home.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet, it's like, I don't see how losing 1-0 at home at Southampton is part of any process I want to be a part of.
Yeah,
you know, so I was like, right, yeah.
So,
Conan, what do you think about Chelsea?
They're not what they used to be, obviously, but I'm not going to bet against them.
All right, Billy, you got anything to add?
No, just obviously there's the cut final at the weekends. I think that'll be
cool.
That'll be one of those. It won't be like the World Cup final. I think it'll be one of those cagey ones. I think, you know, most of the time finals do go under. Newcastle very often go under. I think they'll try and come in and try and stop Man United doing what Man United want to do. I think this will be a bit boring for neutrals, but I think United.
How much is a ticket to this?
I'm prepared to pay $600 a ticket, because that's kind of the going rate at the moment. I don't want to pay any more than that. I've seen it as low as that. I've seen it a lot higher as well. But I think if you go down there with cash is king still. And somebody will part ways with a couple of tickets for a grand or £1,200, hopefully.
Well, good luck. Where can we find you at?
Yeah, so I'm at lockbetting.com. That's no longer a Patreon. That's a website. There's also a Gumroad site as well. If you go to my Twitter account at lockbetting.com, shoot me a DM. There's information there, because if you're signing up through watching me on K100, there's a promo code for you. It's K100, and you'll get 10% off any package. Every package this month has absolutely smashed it. The Champions League picks have been insane. The Super Bowl was insane. I've made money in every sport, I would say. Maybe not college basketball, but everything else. NHL, tennis, especially soccer, especially the Super Bowl. So yeah, you want to sign up for, you don't even have to wait to the month of February because we're not using Patreon. The billing cycle has changed. So if you want the picks for this weekend, you want the picks for Logan Paul, Tommy Fury, you want the picks for the all the domestic soccer this weekend or the next legs of the Champions League, the Europa League draw was made today for the round of 16. Just head over to lockbetting.com and sign up. And as I said on last week's show, whatever package you sign up for, you get put into group chats now. So you have my number. If you're somebody who's unfamiliar with betting or you're not sure what you're doing or whatever, I'm now more accessible now that we're not on Patreon, because I'll be able to like answer more questions. There's a Q&A group, chat group, podcast group, soccer group, all sports group with the in plays in it. So yeah, like this was obviously annoying when it happened because I have to like restart and reboot some stuff this month. But yeah, we've come through it now. So it's actually going to be a better service moving forward. The wrestling stuff is at thedirtysheets.com. The wrestling Twitter is at K100 Informer. And I think that's everything.
Yeah. Just real quick before we get out of here for our hockey fans. Last year, my Boston Bruins were, I think, in sixth place and lost in the opening round to the Hurricanes. This year, we're on a record-setting pace for most points and most wins. We probably have the best defense, one of the best defense and probably arguably the best goalie with Ullmark. And his backup Swayman's in the top 10. So I'm really excited for hockey when it comes around because a lot of people are like, oh, come you don't talk about hockey. Well, when football's around and basketball's around, there's not a lot of hockey talk, maybe next week. But anyways, thank you, Billy. And if you want to make some bets, want to make some money like we have with Billy, go check him out at lockbetting.com. Boom.